This sheet is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosoy of Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeil Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend. The topic we will be discussing today, as we are in Parshas Noach, is Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We've dealt with this basic topic many times in the past, but there are many sugyas and many different aspects in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and today we will be exploring some of them. First of all, how many mitzvahs are B'nei Noach Mechuyav? As we all know, Sheva, and this is one of the lengthy sugyas in the Sefer Sanhedrin, starting off Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis till Daf Nun Tes, and there are many different opinions in the Gemara. Which are the Sheva mitzvahs Shebnei Noach Nitzdavu Behem? But on the other hand, there's another Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, in which Chazal say that Bnei Noach Kiblu Al Atzmam 30 mitzvot and not Sheva. So, is there any kesher between the 30 and the 7? And which are those 30 mitzvahs Shebnei Noach Kiblu Al Atzmam? Rashi on the spot says, Lo Nisparshu. We do not know what are those 30 mitzvahs Shebnei Noach Kiblu Al Atzmam. But some of the Gedolim throughout the ages did give various different interpretations. Rabbi Tzalal Landsberg, in his Hagos al Hashas on the spot, brings a Ramami Pano. One of the famous Svarim of Ramami Pano, who was one of the great Mekubalim hundreds of years ago, is the very well-known Sefer Sorim Amoris. And in Mamar Chikur Din, Perek Gimel, Chof Aleph, the Ramami Pano suggests that these 30 mitzvahs are actually included in the Sheva, because Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach are 7 different categories, and each one of those 7 includes various details, the various specifics. So according to the interpretation of Ramami Pano, the 7 mitzvahs of Bnei Noach include 30 mitzvahs, and those are the 30 indicated in Chulin Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. A similar idea we find in many Rishonim. First amongst them is Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, but many Rishonim have the same interpretation and approach regarding Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros are the basis of all Taryag mitzvahs, and all the Taryag in a way fit into Aseres HaDibros. So in a similar vein, the Ramban Mipano explains the relationship between Sheva mitzvahs Shel Bnei Noach and the 30 mitzvahs Shekiblu Al Atzmam, as Chazal teach us in Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis Omed Aleph. A very novel idea is suggested by the Torah Tamimo. The Torah Tamimo, in this week's parsha, I think, suggests that according to the Ramban of Parshas VeYishlach, dealing with Shimon VeLevi and Dino Achotam, the story with Anshe Shechem, the Ramban explains that Dinim, one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Dinim, and according to the Ramban's interpretation, the concept of Dinim includes a major portion of Choshen Mishpot. Dinim, according to the Ramban, includes Gneiva, Gzeila, Mazik, Oinua, Ribis, Oines Umafata, practically the entire spectrum of Mitzvah Sheben Odom L'Chaveiroi, or at least the low Ta'ase of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. So, in a similar way, the Torah Tamima suggests, in Bava Kamed of Dalad, Rab Chiya says, there are Chov Dalad of his Nezikin. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Arbo of his Nezikin. But in the Brice of Dalad, Rab Chiya says, there are 24 of his Nezikin. The Torah Tamima suggests, all the 24 are included in Dinim. So we have 24 plus 6, because one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Dinim. Dinim is 24. That leaves us with 6 other mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Together it's 30. And those are the 30 indicated in Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis. It's a very original thought, but I don't really think it carries water for many reasons. Well, included in Dinim is also Gezel. And one of the Chov Dalad of Nezikin is Gezel. So we only have 29. We have to subtract another mitzvah of Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach if we fill in the gap with Chov Dalad of Nezikin. Because Chov Dalad of Nezikin is included in Dinim, but it also includes Gzeila. But I think there is basically a different concept. Chov Daladavus Nezikin is not Averis or Mitzvahs, but rather Dinei Tashlumin. One of the Chov Dalad is Kefal, another one is Dalad Vehei. And then we have Hametamah, Vahamedamah, Vahamenasech. Regarding Mitzvahs, they're all the same. These are only different Dinim. Different Dinim and Dinei Nezikin. And it would be extremely unreasonable to assume that Shloisha Mitzvahs Shekiblu Aleihem B'nei Noach are various details in Chiyuvei Tashlumin. Those won't be defined as Mitzvahs. Besides the point that nobody says that Goyim are Mechuyiv to pay Kefil and Dalet Vehei. So according to the Or HaShulchan's interpretation, the 30 are actually Chiyuvim that are included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the biggest kasha I have on the pshat of the Torah Tamima is we have to learn that Mamar Chazal in its full context. So the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis, Shloshim mitzvot kiblu aleihem b'nei Noach ve'einan mekayimim ela shlosha. 3 out of the 30 is what they were actually mekayim. What are those 3? Ein koisin ksuba lezochor. Even though they were entirely poets in Mishkov Zohar, but at least it wasn't recognized by the law, and they didn't write a ksuba, only a wedding between a man and a woman, and not ein kosin ksuba l'ish. The other one is ein shoklin boser ames b'makoilin. They were entirely mezalzel b'kvoid ames. They didn't bury their dead. They actually chopped them up and used them, consumed them, but they didn't sell human flesh in the shops like they would sell meat of animals. And the third mitzvah, mechabdim es ha-Torah. So these 3 actually are included in the 30. So what does it have to do with Chov Daladavus Nezikin of Reb Chiya? So the pshat of the Or HaShulchan doesn't stick with the basic Mamar Chazal in Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis. To me, it would seem very simple that Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach and Shloisha Mitzvahs Shekiblu Aleihem have nothing to do one with the other. The basic formulation of Chazal seems to be so clear. Sheva Mitzvahs Nitztavu Bnei Noach, Shloshim Mitzvot Kiblu Al Atzmam. If those 30 would be included in the 7, there would be a Chiyuv. And the formulation Chazal would use would not be Kiblu al atzmam. And therefore, I think that is Rashi's interpretation. The great Pashtun, with the beauty of Pshat and the beauty of simplicity, Rashi understood those 30 mitzvahs were mitzvahs they just made up from their hearts, and therefore, why would we care what they were? It wasn't a din, there was no din Torah. Kiblu al atzmam, shloshim mitzvot. The emphasis, what Chazal want to emphasize, is only that out of the 30 mitzvahs they took upon themselves, they weren't Mekayim, only 3. And those 3, at least 2 out of the 3, are so basic. But anyway, I feel, and probably that's the way I would understand Rashi, we're dealing with 2 totally different concepts. Goyim mitzvahim sheva mitzvahs, v'tu lo. Shloshim mitzvot shekiblu al atzmam were just a Kabbalah without any chiyuv, without any halachic basis, and therefore Rashi writes, "Lo nitparshu." Im lo nitparshu, gam anachnu lecha'ora lo tzichim lefaresh ot. The Netziv, in his haskama to Sefer Avos Chesed from the Chofetz Chaim, is mechadesh big chiddush, and he says that goyim are mitzvah, all mitzvot sichliot. All those mitzvahs which we seem to take as self-evident. Mitzvot sichliot. The human mind, the human spirit, the human heart demands the kiyum of those mitzvahs. Bnei Noach misuvim bekulam. Rashi, many times in Chumash, makes this differentiation, this distinction between mitzvot shiviyot and mitzvot sichliot. Rashi explains that's the basic difference between chukim and mishpotim. Mishpotim are mitzvahs shehaseichel mechayvetan. כיבדה ואם, לא תרצח, לא תגנוב. חוקים are mitzvahs which are divinely inspired, like por aduma, chazio, and many other mitzvahs that really have no logical explanation, but they are exerza kosuv. That is the way Rashi distinguishes between chukim ha-mishpotim, ha-mitzvot ha-sichliot ha-mitzvot ha-shiniyot. So the Netziv says that b'nei noyach are mechuyev in all the mitzvahs sichlias, and his proof is from Anshei Sdoim. Anshei Sdoim were totally annihilated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, destroyed. B'nei shemasu b'tzedokah. Goyim are mechuyev in tzedokah. So this proves that because chesed is mitzvah sichlis, olam chesed yibonam, goyim are mitzvahim b'mitzvot ha-sichliyot. We find various sources in the Rishonim that seem to indicate the same. The Ramban, in this week's parsha, Ki mola ha'orot chomos, Rashi brings, Divrei Chazal and Medrash, that lo nechtam gzar dinam, ela al ha'gezel, al ha'chomos. And the Ramban explains why. Ki hishchit kol basar et darko. So why was chomos on the top of the list? The Ramban says, because chomos is a mitzvah sichlit. Ein tzorech boi benovi lehazhir. Va'oid shechomos ra l'shamayim ve ra l'briyot. Arayot ze ra l'shamayim, aber lo behechreach ra l'briyot. So the Ramban already points out that because chomos and gezel are mitzvot sichliot, therefore they top the list. And that is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed mankind, sparing Noach and his family at the time of the Mabul. In a similar way, the Beinu Bachye explains in Parshas Vayero the Onish of Anshei Sdoim, similar to the Netziv, because even though they weren't mitzvah ala tzedakah, but nevertheless, mikivan she'tzedakah zo mitzvah sichlit, goyim mitzuvim behem, and therefore they were punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Source number 3 being the Cheskuni. Parsha Aleph, Posuk Chof Aleph. V'im Toimar, I'm quoting the Roshan of the Cheskuni, he was one of the Roshanim. Eich nein shudar ha-mabul, ma'achar shalom nitztavu b'mitzvot, elo yesh loima. Yesh kama mitzvot shechayavim b'nei adam l'shumran mekoyach tzvor ha-sadas, af al pi shalom nitztavu aleihem, ולפיכך נענשו. כמו קין שנענש על שפיכות דמים, אף על פי שלא נצטווה על כך. So the Cheskuni, in a similar formulation, like the Ramban Rabbeinu Bachye writes, אנשי דור המבול, כמו קין נענשו אף על פי שלא נצטוו, because some mitzvahs are natural mitzvahs, self-evident, obvious, those mitzvahs that the Rishonim defined as mitzvot sichliot. But I do want to draw a distinction between the Netziv and at least the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachye. The Netziv is a very broad statement. B'nei Noach are chayev b'kol ha-mitzvot ha-sichliot. That would include a great number of mitzvahs ha-toyv. And it is not that easy to define the dividing line between mitzvot sichliot and mitzvot shenan sichliot. The Ramban doesn't go that far. The Ramban only explains why did Chomos top the list before Arayis. Rabbeinu Bachye explains why were Anshei Sdom ne'enash. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yotzer Bereshit. Many times they say a Kodesh Baruch Hu is entitled even to do some things, neged piske harambam. Nobody decides for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, nobody limits the koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, I think we cannot ask a kasha, why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu punish Anshei Sdoim if they weren't mechuyev? Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and he is the one to decide when a society or a person or a people have no right to exist. וכיוון שעם שיסדום הרבו להרשיע ולקשוע, and they were אכזורים, קודש ברוך הוא punished them. And we cannot ask kashas of a Kodesh Boch who worked right. Do you have to punish if you didn't work mitzvah? A Kodesh Boch who goyzer v'mekayim, moirid, shoyul v'yal. The Kavon of Rabbeinu Bachye and the Ramban are just to explain. We do have to try to understand Darkei Hashem. So a Kodesh Boch was manashan shizdoim. משום שעברו על דבר שאמורים היו להבין. They should have understood, they should have known. It is natural, this is universal. Everybody knows that chesed is a virtue and achzorius is a liability, is a terrible thing. And therefore, there is no teretz, I didn't know, you didn't say. But from here, to be mechadish a halacha that goyim are mechuyev in all the mitzvah sichlius, that's a long way to go. However, the formulation of the Cheskuni is far closer to the argument of the Netziv, because the Cheskuni asks, Eich ninshu dor amabur, ma'achar shalom etzavu b'mitzvot, and I'm quoting his lashon, Yesh kama mitzvot shechayavim b'nei adam lishomam, mekoach svarat adat afar pi shalom etzavu aleim, or lefichach ninshu. But even the Cheskuni seems to be a very limited chiddush. Yesh kama mitzvot shechayavim bnei adam lishomram mekorach svarat hadat. There are some mitzvahs, or a few mitzvahs. Even the Cheskuni doesn't go that far as the Netziv does. However, there is one of the Rishonim that says a very similar chiddush like the Netziv, and even broader. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, בהקדמה שלו לשס, printed in Shas Bavli, Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen says, all people, and he does not differentiate between Goyim and Jews, all people are mechuyev to be mekayim, the mitzvot sichliot, mitzvot hanovot mo'uvnese delibe, and those mitzvot are mechayev everyone, Jew and non-Jew alike. And Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen indicates, maybe that would be in the interpretation in Masechet Chulin Daf Lamed, al shloshim ha-mitzvot shekiblu aleihem bnei Noach. I already stated before my opinion, what I would say regarding those shloshim mitzvot of Bnei Noach. But anyway, the Rabbeinu Nissim goes even farther than the Netziv. All people are mechuyev in mitzvot sichliot. Many times in the past, whenever I spoke about the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, I expressed my feeling, you know, it's even an insult to say Ketalmud Adam Lefnei Rabbeis of the Karka. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen was one of the Goyim 1,000 years ago. But we're learning Torah. Lilmed ani tzorach. And I expressed my feeling that Zechru Torah Moshe Avdi Asher Tzaveisi B'Chorev Chukim V'Mishpotim. Everything a Jew has to do is Torah. And everything has to be indicated in the Torah. Many times I speak about Rotzon HaTorah. So the Nun Aleph Minchas Osher Devorim, I think I wrote a lengthy essay, a lengthy siman about Rotzon HaTorah. But in my opinion, a person asking be mechayev Rotzon HaTorah above and beyond the Tariyag Mitzvahs, but that is only Rotzon HaTorah as indicated in the Torah itself. We find many halachas, as I explained in that siman, halachas that are based on Rotzon HaTorah. But Rotzon HaTorah, the way Chazal interpreted the Mitzvahs HaTorah, or Sipuri Dvorim, Shiktuvim b'Torah. It is only from the Torah that we know Rotzon Hashem and Rotzon HaTorah, not from our universal feeling. Look around what's happening in the world today. How would one say that anything Shesechel HaAdam Mechayev becomes a mitzvah? I mean, look at the liberal world today, at the Western world. I don't want to go into details because I never speak about actualia in my shiurim. But just looking around at the world, this world of equality, some basic human rights that are broadly accepted in the Western world today totally negate, are totally contradictions to everything we consider holy, everything that our Torah represents. So how could one make a broad and all-encompassing statement that Uvnes Siddur Libe is Mechayev? Now, I know many of you listening to the Shia will say, this person is talking nonsense. Torah is a world which is totally corrupt, devoid of Torah, but once upon a time, Uvnes Siddur Libe was pure. Well, learning this parsha, I'm not really convinced. Asura Doris, after the world was created, what happened to the world of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki Hishchis Kol Bosoros Darkoi, the entire world was Isaac and Elias, in Zima, in Gezel, in Hamas. So maybe one would say at that time, well, that's Uvnes Siddur Libe, universal human feeling, and therefore, Ibidi Ditalia, I would say no. Rotzon Hashem has to be learned from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, from the Ksuvim. Beyond that, the universal human feeling and understanding bears no relevance to Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim lived 1,000 years ago. One of the choshes to the bottom in Hungary was Rav Glasner, Rav of the Ashkenazi Kehillah in Klosenburg, and he wrote a Sefer Dor Revi, and in the introduction to the Sefer, he writes at great length that some universal holy assumptions that people cherish universally have a din of mitzvah Torah, and he goes to an extreme to argue sometimes they would even override mitzvahs HaTorah. So this is taking Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim even to a greater extreme. And I said my opinion. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi Asher Tzeveisi B'Choyev. Torah Sheval Peh is an integral part of Torah. So the interpretation of Chazal, Gedolei HaRishonim VaPoskim, sometimes broadens the scope of the simple interpretation of the mitzvahs that is included in Torah's Moshe Avdi. But HaSechel HaEnoshi, the universal feeling of mankind, can bear no relevance and cannot be defined as a mitzvah. That would be my opinion. I was extremely happy just this week to find a tremendous mitzvah, because I never felt comfortable with this argument, even though it is my deepest conviction, and to me it seems a pashtus. But who am I to dispute Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim? So this week, b'siyata d'shmaya, totally by chance, I found the Sefer HaIkrim. Sefer HaIkrim is of Yosef Albo, one of the great disciples of the Ran, and one of the great Jewish philosophers. Rabbi Yosef Albo dedicated his Sefer to the concept of Yud Gimel Ikrim. In many areas he has a machlokes with the Rambam. Mamar Gimel Perek Zayin. And because his formulation is so powerful, and it gives me tremendous chizuk, I'm quoting his lashon. Ba'avur zehu she'amru rabotenu ki b'tchilat ha'yitzira miyad nitztav ha'odam al sheva mitzvus kamo she'biyaru b'mesechet Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yosef Albo emphasizes, b'tchilat ha'yitzira miyad nitztav ha'odam al sheva mitzvus, she'bezulat tzivui eloki, yi'efshar she'yevadu ha'dvarim ha'nirtzim al Hashem, o ha'bilti nirtzim. This is a powerful line, and it's mamish what I felt all along. Bizulat tzivui eloki, I efshar shiyevadu hadvarim hanirtzim al Hashem hu abilti nirtzim. And the Sefer Hukim goes on to say, lo ne'enash kain al regat hevel, ele bravur she'avar al mitzvat Hashem. וכן דור המבול נענשו על החומס שבכפיהם ואנשי סדום על חטאם ופרעו על דבר שרי איש סברום לפי שכולם היו עוברים על מה שנעשתה באודם הראשון. אבל בזולת זה לא היו נענשים. In one line, the Sefer Ikrim rejects Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, the Ramban, the Cheskuni, Rabbeinu Bachye, and naturally the Netziv as well. It is only divine command, Tzivui Eluki, that teaches us, mankind, Jews and non-Jews alike, HaNirtze El Hashem, O HaBilti Nirtzelo. So, at least we have a Machlokes Rishonim at this point, and my feeling all along was the Shitta, the opinion of the Baal HaIkur. One of the interesting discussions regarding the basic question whether Goyim Bnei Noach HaMetzuvah B'mitzvot Tzich Liyot regards Kibud Av Ve'em. Are Goyim Metzuvah in Kibud Av Ve'em? Obviously not. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph regarding Dovah Ben Asina. Ad Hechim Kibud Av Ve'em and Chazal say, if Dovah Ben Asina was Mekayim Kibud Av Ve'em in such a beautiful way and he is not Metzuvah, Kal V'Choyim are we. Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis is another source in which we see that Bnei Noach are not mitzvah in Kibud Av Ve'em, because the Gemara says, Asara mitzvot nitzavu b'mora, three of them are an addition, that besides Sheva mitzvot Bnei Noach. One of those three is Kibud Av Ve'em. Mashma Shebnei Noach lo mitzvim b'kibud Av Ve'em. But on the other hand, the Rambam Perikei Aloch Yud Aleph of Filchus Mamlim writes, Akum gel gershon es gaya vehikat aviv o bizahu o kilelo. That's a prohibition. Shelo yomro bonu mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala. And this halacha is quoted in Yeridei Simen Reish Mem Aleph. Shechano quotes the Rambam in Siv Tet, as the Kesef Mishnah explains there on the spot. This halacha is nowhere to be found in Bavli or Yerushalmi. The Rambam learned it from Yevamos Daf Chof Daled. Ger asur bekrovotav. Avda have a kekot nishamoylet, kedei shalo yom rabona mekidush chamura kedush akala. But the question is, Bnei Noach are nestav en arayis, one of the Sheva mitzvahs. What does it have to do with Kibud Av Ve'em? They do not have a mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'em, so what shayach shalo yom rabona mekidush chamura kedush akala? When they were non-Jews, before they were in Israel, they weren't chayiv in Kibud Av Ve'em. This seems to indicate that even though Kibud Av Ve'em is not one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, but nevertheless, Bnei Noach are chayiv in Kibud Av Ve'em because it is one of those mitzvot sichliot. And this would be a raya to the Netziv Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. So what I do want to add on, coming back to our previous discussion, I think there is a difference between the Cheskuni and Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon and the Netziv. The Cheskuni says, Yesh kama mitzvot. Doesn't go so far to say it's a chiyev gomer, all the mitzvot tzichliyot. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachyer are even more vague. All they explain is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes punishes individuals or nations on their rishus after pishalo nitztava. Kain shaharag et hevel, anshei sdoim, dor ha-mabul, but those are extremes. And I could accept that there are some basic universal understandings that are beyond doubt, beyond question, beyond argument. When Chazal say, why is Shvichas Domem Yehereg V'al Yara? Chazal don't base this halacha on a posuk. My chosis. To kill a person, every normal human being, any culture, any time, would understand that as evil. Torture, causing pain, the other hand, helping out another person, chesed, these are such basic universal understandings that I could very easily accept that these are olam chesed yibana. These are concepts that are mechuyev me'etzem hametzius. But this is a long way from saying that b'nai ne'erach ha'chayv and all the mitzvahs, protei hadin for mishkoines and piros chayv. There are very many details in mitzvot tzichuyot. But basically, what I mean to say is this. Many times in the past I discussed the topic of Rotzen Hashem, and I mentioned it just a few minutes ago. Besides Tayag Mitzvahs, Chayav Odom Lasas Ratzon Oviv Shebashamayim, one of the basic sources is the Rashba on Yevamos Daf Hei regarding Kibud Av V'Em. And the Rashba differentiates between Tayag Mitzvahs which are Chiyuvim, Ramach Mitzvahs Asay which are Doicha Loises. Rotzen Hashem is not Doicha Loises, because it's a more basic obligation. It's a more musardika obligation. It is not defined as a chiyuv mesuyim, a chiyuv mugda. So maybe regarding Bnei Noach, we have a similar concept. Sheva mitzvah shenitztavu, but there is some basic moral obligation to be a decent person, not to be a bad person, not to cause harm to others. So, in a similar way that B'din Yisroel, we have Tayag Mitzvahs on one hand and Rotzen HaTorah on the other, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, there was no Torah. The Torah wasn't given yet. So those most basic feelings about right and wrong, bad and good, Toiv V'ra, are Mechayev Bnei Noach. And maybe that is the basis by Kibud Av V'Em, Kedei Shelo Yoimru, Bonam HaKadosh Chamur HaKadosh Kala. However, Rabbi Kiva Egan Bespat Nagos Shechanu Chirad Esim Reish Mamalaf is Metzayin to a Prima Godim, the Prima Godim in his introduction. And I am quoting the Lashon of the Prima Godim. Kibud Av V'Em Min Amuskalot Heima Obnei Noach Nahagu Behem Ma'olam ומסתמה היו מנישים גם כן עליהם בנימוסיהם, ומשום כך חששו שמי יאמרו בנו מקדוש החמור לקדוש הקל. The way I understand the Prima Godim is they have no chiyuv. But even though they don't have a chiyuv, nevertheless, decent goyim respect their fathers and their mothers, and that is the accepted norm and practice, and therefore Chazal were choishish Shema yomru banu mekedusha chamuro lekedusha kano. So this culminates our discussion about mitzvot sichliyot shenatztavu behem b'nei noyach, and I think we dealt with some most interesting sources and concepts on this issue. In the past, I wrote at length about an interesting topic, some achroinim, and I can't be marich in this topic. I'm not feeling that great today, and I have a throat problem. But some achroinim were machadish that Bnei Yisrael also have a kesher with Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But some in Roish and the Minchas Chinuch and Simen Chavav argue, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shesume Potum in a Mitzvahs, and there are some sources which seem to indicate that Shesume is Potum even from Laven. Kach Ketuv B'Sefer HaMachriya, Rabbeinu Yeshayahu HaRishon, the Tosfos read. That Suma Potom and Amitzvah Sushitas of Yehuda, Bein Mitzvot Asay, Bein Mitzvot Lo Tase. Halachike Chachomim Asum Eschayv and all the Mitzvahs. But regarding Shitas of Yehuda, would it be possible that a blind man, even though he is intelligent, normal function, cognitive faculty. If you were come to ask a shayla, am I entitled to be an oved of the Zohar, we would say yes. Do I have to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? We would say no. Seems to be totally ridiculous and impossible. So how do we deal with the fact that a sum on one hand is a bardas, potom a kolamitzis? So the summarash of the Michas Chinuch say, chayiv b'sheva mitzis b'nei noach. In a similar way, many achronim deal with a cotton shepotom and a mitzis, and they are mechadish that a cotton is chayiv b'sheva mitzis b'nei noach. Based on the Chasam Sofer, famous Chasam Sofer, Chuvas Yoradeh Kuf Pei Dalad, once again, Shin Yud Zayin, Kitvarav Katav Gam Minchas Chinuch B'mitzah Kuf Tzadik, they argue that by B'nai Noach, the concept of godless and countenance doesn't depend on Yud Gimel Shonim V'shtei Saras. It all depends on the understanding of the child, of the boy or girl. If they're intelligent, to bear responsibility, chayiv v'mitzvos. If not, potom v'mitzvos. Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan, Nachal Yitzchok Hashem Mishpot Simen Zayin, Chelkes Yoev Simen Aleph, Diver Chaim Niske Momen Yud Aleph, Or Semeya Chelkes Esur Rabbiyan, and some other Achleinim argue, Im Kein, a Kotten, who is a Yid, a Jew, is also chayiv b'shev v'mitzvos b'nei noach. To me, B'nai Noach and B'nai Yisrael are two different peoples, two different planets. Misha'amdu ragleinu al har Sinai yatzanu mechlal B'nai Noach, and in no way is a B'nai Yisrael chayev b'sheva mitzvos B'nai Noach. I discussed at that length in Kovetz Darkei Hora'ah B'nyonei Tfilin v'Bar Mitzvah, and at greater length than this week's kuntres that was published and publicized this week. To me, it would be it seems very strange to me that a Ben Yisrael has any shaykhes with a din of sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. How do we deal with the question of sumah shepotom min ha-mitzvos? I discussed this topic, Minchaso Shel Bava Kama Semen Nun Hei and Minchaso Shel Bereishis Semen Mem Beis. I did not offer a reasonable explanation, and I wasn't happy with what I wrote. However, just lately, it occurred to me a different formulation, and I think it's Emes Lamito. I mentioned before the concept of Rotzon Hashem, and I want to broaden that concept a bit. Kotten potom min ha-mitzvos, sumah potom min ha-mitzvos, shoyte potom min ha-mitzvos. I was asked many times in the past, parents that have special needs children, Down syndrome, or other syndromes and mental issues. So if a kotten is defined by halachic category as a shoyte potom min ha-mitzvos, is there any mitzvah of chinuch? Obviously, if he's going to be potom min ha-mitzvos when he's going to be a godel, there is no mitzvah of chinuch. To me, it is as simple as shemesh b'tzuhuraim shevadai tzarich lachanech oto b'mitzvos. My point is this. There's a concept of bar chiyuva regarding based in cheresh shoyte v'kotno and not b'nei chiyuv. Because we are not entitled, we lack the means and the tools to define what they could, what they can't, what they should, what they shan't. And therefore, from our perspective, chereshayt v'kod nanat b'nei chiyuv. However, in the personal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them all, and he demands that they all love him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought people to this world, they should be zoche l'chayei netzach in their capacity. And he asks for everyone to give as much as you've got, as much as you can. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'trunim b'riotav. So from those people with limited capabilities, he has limited demands. But that is personal between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every individual. So basically, כל אדם שבא בעולם צריך לעבוד את הקדוש ברוך הוא. From our perspective, as Beis Din, Chedesh HaYitvakutin are exempt, and therefore we cannot pass judgment, and they cannot be Moitzi Acherim Yidei Chevosam. But between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them all, and in the framework of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, He wants to be Mezakeh them with Chayei Olam Haba, each and every one of them, Liosid Lavoi, will stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lovingly check, what have you done for me? And therefore, there definitely is a mitzvah gemura of chinuch for every Jewish child. We have to be mechanachim to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve Him in as much as He can with those tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Him. I have the same feeling regarding Esuma. Esuma is exempt from chiyuvim tariag mitzvah shebetoira regarding us. Beino lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gam hu chayav lasot et ritzon Hashem. And obviously ritzon Hashem is that people serve Him. How? With what? With everything. With tariag mitzvahs. So when a sumah will come to us, do I have to perform the mitzvahs? Our response would be, you are exempt from our judgment. We cannot judge you, neither b'dieved, Malkus, Dalat Mises Basin, nor l'chatchila. The din of doesn't apply to assume according to the view of Potem and the Mitzvahs. But on the personal level between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely expects him to be Mekai in the entirety of Torah. I know what I say seems to be a big Kiddush, but to me right now it seems to be the only way to understand this interesting halacha that a beauty soma put him in the mitzvahs. So this is Parshas Noach. In this parsha we see the tremendous power of Metzias Chayim. The entire world lost its direction. Everything was corrupt. Ki hishas karbosel is dark, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to destroy mankind, to destroy the world actually. Why didn't it happen? Noach motzo chein b'einei Hashem. Loi lezar'o lidorot olam. The entire world was salvaged because an individual was motzo chein b'einei Hashem. What is the secret of Metzias Chayim? There are four segulas for Metzias Chayim. Four. I do not recall any others. Torah brings chayin upon a person. Number two is Yirat Shemayim. Sukkah Mentes. Kol mi shiyesh olof chayin biyadua shiyesh bo Yirat Shemayim shenemar v'chesed Hashem al yireyav miyoylam viyadoylam. We all remember the pasuk in Mishlei. La'anovim yitayin chayin. So obviously, another is an additional skill for Metzias Achayim. And then, number four, Pasuk in Tehillim, Capital Pei Daled, Chayin v'chovet yitan Hashem, lo yimna toiv, lo hoilchim betomim. Toira, Yira, Anova, and Tmimus. Kulhu isnehu b'noyach. All these four segulas were found in Noach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Noach, seven of the minim to hoidim, only two of the minim to mayim. How would Noach possibly know which are the minim to hoidim and minim to mayim? Mekan she Noach lo metoiro. Yere shamayim. Esu elekim esarach Noach, ta'agam onkolos. Translate. Bidechalto de Hashem halich Noach. Bidechalto la'ashem, yiras alukim. Tumimes, that's the first apostle. Ish tzadik tomim hoyo bidero isov. Another. How do I know that Noach was an Am V'san U'Shmal Berech? Rashi twice in Shas. Avoy Dezorot Avov Omed Aleph. Once again, Zvochim Kuf Ted Zayin Omed Aleph. Tzadik Tomem Hoyu B'Dei Roisov. The interpretation of Chazal is Tomem Bidrochov Tzadik B'Ma'asav, and Rashi in both sources. Tomem Bidrochov Onov U'Shfal Ruach. Zvochim Kuf Ted Zayin Onov V'Savlon. All four Zgulas were abundant in Noach, and therefore it would be no wonder Shenoach Motzachim B'Enei Hashem. I said I remember four Zgulas for Metzias Achein. It's not that I forgot number five in Mesechet Tmuro, Hamoichiach Es Chaveroi, but I think that's not a trait. It's actually a Maisa. I am dealing with four traits, midos, that bring chena on a person. So those are the four: the Vekis v'Toyra, Yirat Shemayim, Tmimis, and Anova. We need a lot of chena in our times because these are tumultuous times, difficult times, great dangers for Klal Yisrael, especially Eretz Yisrael. Even if we aren't worthy, that's the koyach of Metzias Achein. With Teira, with Yirat Shemayim, with Anova and Tmimis, let's hope we will all be Moitze Chein, Be'enei Elokim V'Adam. We should be zoche bekorach to the Geula Shleima, Kodesh Boruch Yishlach Lanu Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'mheiro V'yomeinu Amen.